Last week, the war between Israel and Gaza has begun. Many people, including children and women, even the infants, have been killed. I am tired. I am so tired to hear repeated terrors, wars, and any violence. When would they disappear from this world? When will peace and forgiveness finally come to Palestine and Israel? How long should we wait for the kingdom of God to come to the earth? I started reading the passages we read today with a broken heart. Interestingly, there was another violent scene in Matthew that confuses us. Can you understand the king who killed many people and burned their city because they didn't come to the banquet for his son's wedding? Can you accept the king who told his servants to tie the hand and foot of the person who didn't wear the wedding cloth and throw him outside? This story probably makes us confused or even upset. But we should remember, this is a parable, not a real story. A parable is simply a story used to illustrate of moral and spiritual lessons. Jesus often used the parables to deliver his messages to the people, his disciples, and even Jewish religious leaders. It would be an efficient way for people to understand than professional lecturing or impression. Matthew's tellings of this parable marked by extreme reactions and violent action may make more sense if we take a moment to consider how it functions in the gospel and in relationship of Matthew's community. This group of largely Jewish Christians receiving these words of Jesus were likely feeling the sting of separation and rejection by the Jewish authorities and their synagogue communities. They found themselves dislocated from all they knew and were trying to navigate who they were between Jewish community pressures and Roman occupation. The key message of this parable is to highlight the rejection of Jesus by the religious authorities and the people of Israel, symbolized by those who initially refused the king's invitation. It also emphasizes that the invitation to partake in God's kingdom is extended to Jews and Gentiles, symbolized by the diverse group of people ultimately invited to the feast. For the Jewish members of Matthew's community, the author likely wanted to convey several important points. The parable underscores the rejection of Jesus by the Jewish religious establishment. It suggests that many Jews represented by the initial guests rejected the invitation to accept Jesus as the Messiah. The parable demonstrates that God's invitation to the kingdom is open to all, regardless of their background or social status. It would have been a reassuring message for Jewish Christians who might have been concerned about their acceptance within the broader Christian community that included Gentiles. By mentioning the mistreatment and killing of the king's servant, the parable reminds us the audience of the long history of persecution faced by God's messengers throughout the Old Testament. The parable also alludes to establishing a new covenant with a diverse group of people, emphasizing the transformative nature of Jesus' ministry and the extension of God's grace. Overall, the author of the Gospel of Matthew used this parable to address the historical tension between Jews and Jewish Christians to emphasize the importance of accepting Jesus as the Messiah and to underscore the inclusive nature of God's kingdom. It encouraged the Jewish Christian community to see themselves as part of a large narrative of salvation and to share the message of Jesus with a wide range of people. The kingdom of God is open to everyone. This parable is about the kingdom of God, not only focusing on some killing people or some throwing out the guests who didn't wear clothes. Everyone, including believers and non-believers, is invited to join the kingdom of heaven. Now Palestine and Israel, they are fighting. Including them, all people are invited to the kingdom of God. But what God wants us is to join His kingdom, not only receiving the invitation. If it is not our ultimate goal to just believe in God, our goal is to build His kingdom on earth and encourage people to join through love and forgiveness. God does not want us to remain where we are. What God wanted Israel was not just escape from Egypt and remain in the desert. He wanted Israel to get to the promised land, Canaan. Why God was so angry when the Israel made the golden calf? Because they didn't understand what God wanted them to do. What God wants Israel was to get into the promised land He promised before. Jesus told the Jewish religious leaders the parable because He wanted them to repent and to do what the scripture says, because it was the way to accept the invitation of God and join His kingdom. This parable reminds us of God's broad, persistent, and generous God's invitation. The king, or God, does not want to party alone in the parable. Instead, he keeps extending invitation to everyone around so that the wedding feast will be a rich array of people from every corner of the city. Likewise, the invitation towards faith and faithful living is extended to everyone insistently and persistently to accept and pass them on to others through our practices and lives. Last week, I deeply reflected in this passage on what the way is to make the kingdom of God on the earth. How do we understand as Christians the tragedy in Palestine and Israel? What should we do to build the kingdom of heaven on this land? In war, terror, violence, injustice, and corruption. Our final goal is not to remain where we are. It is to build, expand the kingdom of God everywhere through our unending actions in love and forgiveness. May the Spirit strengthen us and guide us to make the kingdom of heaven on this land. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, help us to be among those who accept your invitation with joy, and may we always be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Fill us with a heart of gratitude and humility. We pray for the wisdom and strength to live our lives in a manner that reflects your love and grace. Let us be lights in the world, sharing the good news, inviting others to your banquet, and making together your kingdom on the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.